Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that happened.
Getting old.
Yeah, man. Another year older. Another year wiser. Question mark?
Sure.
Question mark. No answer. No answer. I plead the fifth.
You know, we may have to do some of that intro music because today I realized it sounds like the old 1980s Saturday morning, not cartoons, but like the after school special stuff.
I love it.
I don't know. Something's changed for me.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll look at it. We'll figure it out. But yeah,
he's reminding me how old I'm getting.
I know, right? Seriously, like the after school specials. Oh my God. Don't take me back to like the Magic School Bus and all that. Don't take me back there. I don't want to go there because that, again, just reminds me of how old I really am. You know?
Well, let's take a trip back to memory lane.
You got it.
And I'm sober today, so all right, so let's you know, because you're getting older, your memory's not what it used to be.
That's
so fact. Let's try to go back just, you know, a couple days ago, your birthday.
Yeah, all right,
how'd it go? Okay. What happened? How you been?
Yeah, no, it was great, man. We had some friends in town, you know, Dom, our friend from our old place of work, was in town with his son and girlfriend, and I mean, just really had a weekend of partying that started Friday. But we also did some, you know, sightseeing stuff for the kids and all this other stuff too. So it was cool, man. We had a great time, had a bonfire a couple nights and lots of beers. You know, it was a good time, man. It was really relaxing for the most part, you know, cause it can get fairly stressful having company, but you know, Dom and them were just so relaxed and chill that really made it a great time. So, and of course, you know, my wife set up the party on Sunday and all that stuff. So, yeah, man, we had a good time. We had a good time. Lots of beer, a lot of beer.
So you decided to get back to your roots.
I decided to get back to my roots.
Do some nature things.
Yes.
Sorry, yeah. bad dad joke right there.
That was horrid. It was a horrid bad joke. Bad joke.
This episode.
Yeah, here we go. Let's get buckle up, folks. Buckle up to misguided shenanigans and the shenanigans that goes around with us. Because it's just what we do. It's what we do. It's what we've done for however many years. 23 years, Finny. 24 years. I don't even know. But no, it was great. So that whole weekend passed, right? You know, and then we had some other folks over the day after, you know, kind of for another little celebration type deal. Went out to a brewery, got home, and they called us on the Tuesday saying, hey, tested positive for COVID. And we're like, fuck.
Ooh.
Yeah. Right, that was pretty good. That sounded like the sound effect, actually. I feel like that was good. Yeah, so you know, the three of us in here were sick Thursday, Friday of last week, a little bit into Saturday, not too bad, only, you know, good 24 to 48 hours. But the point I want to get to here is that they had tested positive for COVID. Cool, great, that's whatever, it is what it is. Now, we went and got a test, and all three of us tested negative, but we had the COVID symptoms. Yeah. So I question the test. I question what we got sick with. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many questions. I mean, there's been false positives. There's been false negatives. Very easily could have been a false negative, but I put that shit way up my nose, bro. Like, way up to, like, touch my brain and shit. And yeah, it just, I'm having trouble with the whole thing of you have COVID. And then you take a test and then you don't have COVID. So what the fuck is it, man? You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't make sense to me. Are these tests really worth a shit? You know, were they meant to just catch the initial wave of COVID-19, not the variants? Did we have a variant that we don't know about? You know what I mean? Do you see where I'm going with this? Because I feel
I
like
do. I do. And so for me, I think there's some conspiracy when it comes to COVID. I really do.
Okay.
Because the tests that came out, they weren't that great to start with, right? But we needed something out. So they rushed everything out because we needed it. Yep. Right? It's a new thing coming around. And then, but it doesn't seem like, I know they've gotten a little better, but they don't seem to be like, there's not this like 99.9% accuracy test out there right now.
Right.
If you look at the CDC reports and you look at, you know, actually do your due diligence. Don't listen to media. Don't listen to Fox News, CNN, NBC, like any of them. Don't listen to any of them. Just go and do your own research. You'll realize that we're still not any better with them than we were when this whole thing started.
Right.
So I kind of question, well, that and is it picking up everything? You know, COVID matches the flu. It matches a stomach bug. Like, it's got the same symptoms as everything else, so it's kind of hard to tell, too. Do you have COVID or do you have the flu? And it just is bad because you were cooped up for a year and a half. You weren't exposed to things. So you don't have antibodies built up. But now you're getting exposed and it's hitting you like a ton of bricks because it's almost like you haven't ever been around it.
Right, right. And that's the part that gets me is like, I mean, you know us, bro. We're careful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're careful. I'm not going to tell you I wear a mask to the grocery store anymore because I fucking don't. I don't. But like, if we're going to, you know, like, for example, we went to this brewery and everything's outdoors, right? Bars outdoors, stand in line. People are very respectful, at least here, you know, as your personal space. So you're all outside, you get a picnic table away from everybody, you drink your beers, whatever. Now, could it be on the glass? You know, if the glass wasn't washed good enough, maybe it's a possibility. Who knows? But yeah, it's just it's baffling to me. And the wife and I had a conversation about that this morning, you know, I don't know, man, I know for a fact it's real. That is not what I'm saying here. My issue is with the tests at this point.
Yeah. Weren't they better now? Right. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Why aren't they better now? Let me make this clear too. We didn't go to a clinic or something, to get a test. We went and got they were not cheap. From Walgreens, you know, they were the brand name, whatever it is.
The rapid test.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's like a 15 to 30 minute test or something. You swab your nose and all that shit, whatever. So we didn't go to a clinic or anything like that. But at the same time, you know, when Lisa had it back in January, you know, we had that same exact test and came out positive. You know, we did everything. We social distanced, obviously. We quarantined, all that shit. I never came down with anything. Zach didn't come down with anything. So I just, you know, I don't know, man. I don't know where I stand with the tests and COVID right now. I don't know where I stand. Not happy about it, but what are you going to fucking do? You know, I don't watch the news, so I don't take any of that shit into consideration.
I think that's the problem, right? Like, so much of the news, you had one side of the news saying, oh, it's a hoax, it's a farce, it's all this other stuff. And you had the other side, it's like, no, like, we need to take this seriously. And reality is, boil everything down to what actually came out that's accurate. Well, there was a little bit of a conspiracy because now we know it was an altered man-made thing that started out of a lab. Like, that's proven. Like, they've got that information, right? Both sides have even confirmed it. So, all right, we know somebody screwed up somewhere and did something they weren't supposed to and released something somehow, whether it was an accident, whether it was purpose, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Right.
But then you get into like, okay, how we handled these things. There's always a lot of finger pointing, but nobody's giving full transparency. Everybody's giving their side and pointing to some agendas. And I think what's scary part about that is now we have this other thing coming about. Have you heard of monkeypox?
I have heard of that. Yes. Yep.
Monkeypox. So I heard of monkeypox. I'm like, what is this? Like, what, monkeypox? Really?
Yeah.
And then I saw a few news reports, and it's like, oh, here's the, is this the next thing? Is this the next pandemic that's coming? And it's like, really? Like, we just went through COVID. I cannot handle being cooped up in the house for something else. Like, what's going on? And come to find out, yeah, it's a thing. It's pretty gnarly. But there hasn't been any like serious deaths or anything from it. And the other thing is
at least here in the States, we know it's in West Africa. So there may have been something over there. Who knows?
Yeah. But in countries that have smallpox vaccines, apparently like that helps protect you from it.
Yeah.
So if people aren't vaccinated for smallpox, then yes, they could get it. Yes, it could be detrimental in different things, but it's almost like when the media got a hold of this, it was like a fear factor of like, ooh, here's this new thing. You better watch out. And it's like, really? Really? Like, and then you read all the data and the science behind it and you fact check it and you're like, oh, okay. So it's not as scary and crazy as people are making it out to be.
Well, I mean, and you and I talked before we even came on here. I mean, there's what, 70 something cases in the States. And I think you said most were in the Midwest, right? And I mean, the way this is transferred is from animal to human initially. And then obviously, you know, human to human as it progresses, whatever. So I'm curious. I mean, I don't go out and, you know, just pet a cow.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You know.
But we also have farmers, right, that deal with these animals on a daily basis and things like that. So maybe that's how, but what irritates me the most is how did it get here? You know, cause like I said, I read it up. It's a West African, or at least it originated in West Africa, this particular thing. So how the fuck did it get here?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean,
same with COVID, right? Originated in China, apparently, supposedly, allegedly, you know, or somewhere, I think it was China. I don't even remember at this point, dude. It's been so long. I don't even remember where it came from. You know, because I remember when it first came out, people were like, oh, somebody bit the head off a bat. Like what? Like fucking Ozzy Osbourne? Like, what are you fucking talking about?
Anyways, right? Right? Yeah.
So it just baffles me, but you're right, man. It's mainstream media, dude. It's the fear factor, right? We need to put some more panic out. You know, I mean, with this whole Ukraine-Russia thing, look at our fucking gas prices, dude. Up here in North Carolina, we're going to see $5 in the next couple of weeks. We're almost there now. It's $4.79.
Dude, in San Francisco, they're paying close to $10 a gallon for gas.
See, fuck that. I'm buying a horse.
Okay.
I'm buying a horse. Two things for that.
Number one, you expect people to go back in the office and work when your gas prices are going up to $10 a gallon. Like, I don't think so, man. Good luck getting people to go in.
Yeah.
But then at the same time,
up the pay for the cost of living expenses. But nobody's going to do that.
No. Inflation's out of control. Like, yeah. You know, all this kind of reminds me of something. It reminds me of a TV show, actually.
TV show?
The Walking Dead. Think about it.
I mean,
food,
I guess
like scarcity, fuel prices going up, economic instability, random viruses going around. Are we about to enter an age? Now, granted, I don't think there's going to be a zombie apocalypse. Like, I'm not there.
You're not there yet.
No, I'm not there yet.
Give it to the end of the year, and then we'll revisit this podcast at the end of the year, and we'll see where you stand then.
Yeah, right. So I'm not thinking that we're going to have reanimated corpses going around eating flesh and attacking people. Like, I'm not there. But, you know, are we about to enter an age where we're going to have this, like, crazy, you know, survivalist society mentality across the world? Because
we're there.
I mean, we're getting close, aren't we?
I feel like it. I feel like we're there. You know, I mean, we're not obviously to the point where people are going to go shoot somebody over a fucking loaf of bread. Although, wouldn't surprise me.
I mean,
wouldn't surprise me.
It could happen. It could happen. You got those things happening in various places, which have been very tragic. And yep. Our condolences go out to those families and the people are dealing with it because those are sad events. But
fry that motherfucker that did it. Fry that motherfucker. Fry them. fry them up. But
then again, more conspiracies. Conspiracies everywhere with everything.
Is it? All right. I'm curious. What's your conspiracy?
On which part? The shootings?
You give me whichever you want.
So there's conspiracy theories just regarding about, let's keep on topic because I could go down many different rabbit holes.
Yeah, agreed.
So as you start researching kind of what we do for like vaccines and viruses and different things, and then chemical warfare and weaponizing viruses.
Right.
You start to wonder, hey, why did we do this in the first place? And they're like, oh, well, in case somebody ever did. Okay, why would somebody ever want to do that? Number one. And number two, why do we create something that then we have to create an antidote for? It means we probably want to use it for something, but then make sure that we protect the people we want to protect. So I feel like all these viruses and stuff that we've been creating, it's about to come to a head. And I feel like at some point something's going to get released. It's going to be so catastrophic that it's going to put us in like a survivalist type of world.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I partially feel like we're there already, right, with COVID. I mean, you know, everybody's doing what they got to do. Like, you know, most of us don't get paid jack shit. And, you know, lucky enough for a majority of us that have a job, we work from home, you know, unless you're in retail or, you know, something like that where you're not able to do so, you know.
But so that's dangerous too, though, because think about this. You're working from home, right? More people are working from home.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, an outbreak happens somewhere. Well, what if the government doesn't want to cause panic? Well, they do. They black out the media. And that can already happen because, like, Disney, you can't fly drones over Disney.
Right.
They won't fly, right? They've got things set up to where, you know, you can't fly certain things. Like, they could shut down broadcasts and cell towers and everything in that area if they wanted to, right?
Sure.
That's a thing. That's a real thing. So outbreak happens in a certain area. You send in the military. You close it off. Cut out all, like, media and stuff. And then all of a sudden, you're in The Stand, which is out of a Stephen King novel.
I see your point.
Because we're not out and about like we were, like some people are out with a vengeance and they're traveling everywhere they can. Other people are still sick at home, but now you're getting culture and things are changing to where, let's be honest, if this happened like 5 years ago and something like that were happen, probably not as easy as today because now you got more people working from home.
True.
Easier to control.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fact. You know? And I think it's all about control, man. It's all about control.
Gotta make sure there's not mass panic. That way there's the good aspects of control, which is make sure there's not mass panic, make sure that you can have containment. But then there's the other side of, you know, you're driving your own agenda and you have your own things you want to gain out of it. And so, like, there's two sides to every coin.
Yeah. Well, and it's the way I feel about gas prices, and this is going to come off real harsh. And I kids are home from school now, so I probably shouldn't say it out loud. But it's like, why are gas prices going up? Because those cocksuckers over there are deciding to do something that, in my opinion, is.
But weren't we independent from gas? Like, we were independent.
Yeah, I think we are now. We're independent from.
We're not anymore. We're not anymore. We backslid on that. But now that's controlling our gas prices when it.
Right.
This was a few years ago. It wasn't.
Right. So why?
Yeah. And if you raise gas prices, people can't travel.
Right.
Now, right. Talking about shortages.
You make bukus of money and you can afford to put $100 in your gas tank.
Yep. I mean, think about it this way. 10 gallons of gas in the Bay Area is $100.
Yeah.
For a lot of cars, it's a half a tank of gas.
Yeah.
Maybe a little more. Maybe three quarters. A half to three quarters of a tank of gas.
Yeah.
Not even a full tank for $100.
No. For $100. $100. $100.
Most cars have to pay $150 for a full tank of gas.
Right. Right. And then again, conspiracy theory, right? Then people are like, buy electric. Oh, but wait, electric, you're still having to mine for that shit they need to build the batteries. So you're still killing the environment. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's one, it's like, it's a fucking snowball, man.
It costs more to mine that stuff. It puts more pollution in the air than the biodiesel fumes and the fuel fumes. Because they have to refine those materials, which you have to do through a plant, which emits carbon and stuff into the air. The perfect thing to do is to have a diversified fuel system where you have electric, you have solar, you have wind, you have gas, but you don't become dependent on more than one than the other, because that's where everything falls apart.
Yeah, but then people don't make
your resources or you pollute more. But if you've diversified it, you could actually balance things out.
Yeah, then people don't make money. So what are you going to, I mean, you know what I mean? Then Tesla doesn't make billions of dollars. You know, Ford and GM don't make, well, they don't make billions.
Elon actually came out and said there, you could not have everybody drive a Tesla. And the goal of Tesla was not to have everybody drive a Tesla. He said that's unfathomable. Did I say that right? Maybe not. I don't know. Wasn't a thing. So, like, even he said, like, you can't do it. And he owns Tesla.
Right. Yeah.
But gas prices go up means people won't travel as much, won't drive as far.
Yep. Won't spend as much against the economy. Yep. You know, you're not traveling to places. You're not going to Disney. You're not going to wherever the fuck, Dollywood, wherever. I think Dollywood's the one that's right up the street or a couple hours from us in Tennessee. You know, you're not going to those places. You know, can't. I mean, if you can afford the tickets, you can't afford the gas to get there.
That's right.
You know,
and then the food shortage. That's the next thing. I've been hearing about food shortage coming. We bought a deep freezer, a little small one. And, you know, we bought a little extra. We didn't go overboard, like, deplete the shelves or anything. But, you know, we'll go to the grocery store, buy an extra pack or two of meat, or, you know, if something that's on sale, we'll grab an extra pack, you know, just to put in the freezer so we can have something in case something happens, you know?
Yep.
Extra waters, enough toilet paper. We go to Costco now to buy our toilet paper. That way we got enough on hand.
Oh, yeah, we don't do that. Whatever. If I run out, I got tons of leaves around here. Boy, my ass with a fucking leaf.
I got palm trees. It doesn't quite feel the same.
Yeah, no, I would not recommend. I would not recommend a palm tree leaf. That's for sure.
I may have to go to the three shell method.
You may. Demolition man. I am. Love it. Love that analogy.
Yep.
Love that
analogy. So, this is on topic of environmental, but kind of off topic.
Okay.
But we have this new law in California, and I want to know how you feel about it.
Oh, this will be good. I'm ready. Let's do it.
It started, so it's in effect as of June. And basically, if you want a straw, utensils like a fork or a spoon, or even sauces, you have to request them. Restaurants cannot automatically give them to you. So let me put this in perspective. If I go to Chick-fil-A and I order me some chicken nuggets and I get a mac and cheese and a drink and I don't request a straw, my tea comes in a cup with no straw.
Okay.
I can't eat my mac and cheese because I don't get a spoon or a fork unless I ask for it. And I got no sauce for my nuggets because I didn't request it.
So they don't, so...
You have to, and they have a thing on their app. You actually have to go in and select it to get it. You have to request it, is the law. They can't proactively give it to you or offer it. You have to actually, like, they have to provide a way for you to select it, or you have to tell them that you want it, but you can't just, they don't automatically give you straws now for your drinks.
I don't understand why. Why not? What's the reason behind it?
Okay, so part of it is to help with the environment, right? Because if you think about it, you know, when you get those...
What they say in Jack's speech, give out paper straws. Fuck it, whatever.
Well, yeah, you could do that. I don't know why they don't go to paper straws, but, you know. because it charges for plastic bags. We have to pay 10 cents for every plastic bag.
That's dumb. Okay.
Well, but now they're thick. They're super, they're like a tarp, man. They're not like the flimsy bags. Like
you, so get you can in reuse them. They're made to be reusable.
Yes, exactly. So you pay 10 cents per bag, but then you take them to reuse them. So, so there's a purpose behind it. I actually like it better once I got used to it. I feel like I'm not polluting a bunch of crappy bags all over the place because those things are the worst for the environment.
Right.
The straws, I don't get that. I mean, make people switch to paper or something. That would make more sense, I guess. Or maybe get the cups that have like the, have you seen the new cup lids that have like the, it's set up to where you can sip out of it. You don't even have to have a straw. Like maybe go to like that.
Like the old school coffee cups used to be. You used to be able to have and drink coffee out the cup. Yeah, I get that. Yeah.
We went to a restaurant or somewhere and they had a lid for it. And it was set up the same way, except it didn't have the flipping. It was just our built in. But those things were great. And I'm like, okay, if you're going to get rid of straws, I get that purpose. You still have to have the plastic lid. Why not convert it? Make everybody do that. That'd just be simple. The plastic forks and spoons, I get it because most places order the 3-packs. And do you use the knife, the spoon, and the fork?
No.
Most of the time not. So I guess this helps from giving people stuff, then they're going to like use it for waste. Or if somebody's going through the drive-through, maybe they don't need utensils because they're going to take it home and eat it, and they'll pull out, you know, forks and stuff out of the drawer at home.
Sure.
So I kind of get where they're going with this. I think the way they set it up, though, and the sauces, like, but like Taco Bell, I cannot get my own hot, mild, or Diablo sauce. I have to ask for it at the counter. They no longer have it out to where I can just grab a handful of packets.
I mean, that could be a supply shortage. Very, very easily could be a supply shortage.
It could be. Could be.
Yep. Which is
that they're in plastic pouches and people grab a handful of them. They use like one and then toss the rest away. And then it's like wasteful, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I kind of mixed feelings about it. I feel like, okay, I get why you're doing it. I can get behind it to some point, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, I'm all about the environment, protect it. But I want some ranch, bro.
You know?
I want some ranch.
Just gotta make sure you ask. If you ask, they'll give it to you. You just gotta ask.
Apparently you have to ask.
Yeah.
That's insane to me. For a sauce. That's insane to me, man.
For a straw for your drink. Hey, can I get a straw for my drink so I can actually drink it while I'm driving down the road?
Yeah. Well, no. The answer is no. You cannot. That's amazing to me, man. I had no idea. No idea. We didn't talk about that before. I had no idea.
Yeah, it's something that just passed, and you're just thinking about kind of like, you know, some of the craziness. Like, I don't know. Chick-fil-A actually sent out these cards saying, "Hey, new law passed. Here's what's to expect. And it's funny because I'm like, what? They can't be serious. Really?
Huh?
Probably should pay more attention to what laws get passed out here.
Apparently you should. Apparently you should. I mean, like I said, I don't watch the news. I don't follow anything. I got the Weather Channel on my phone. It's all I need, man. Fuck everything else. I don't need the news.
You know, plastic straws are going to cause a zombie apocalypse.
It's possible.
Fish are going to eat too many and mutate.
Yeah.
Turn into plastic, like.
We'll have straws for eyeballs. And then they'll poke you in the face with them. Dude, it's real. It's real. Oh.
On that note.
My.
I think that's about all the time we have today, guys.
It is. That's it, man. That's our conspiracy theory run through, if you will. The quickest run through in conspiracies in the history of run throughs of conspiracies. Don't quote me on that. That's false. So don't quote me on it. But
I think I got a title for this episode.
Perfect.
No straws allowed.
Bam. Done. All right. Well, listen, guys, thanks and gals. Thank you so much for listening and the support. We hope you visited the website. If you haven't, please do. The link is on YouTube. The link should be on Spotify as well. I believe I added it there. It's also on Facebook. But yeah, thanks a lot for the support. And, you know, check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Actually, fuck that. I don't do Twitter. I'm running Twitter. I don't do Twitter. But definitely TikTok. Follow us on TikTok. I think we got two different accounts on there. I'm running one and Finney's running one. See a bunch of waterfalls and shit on mine. I don't even know what's on yours. But
I get better at posting at that. I got to learn how to do the tiki talkie.
There it is. But yeah, thanks a lot, guys. And we'll catch you on the flip.
Bye.